Well, let's speak to Simon Marks, who's in Washington for us now. Simon, this has been much anticipated, this testimony from Comey. How critical a moment will it be for the Trump presidency?
Look, it's an absolutely pivotal moment, John. Everyone has been waiting for James Comey to testify. He insisted that he wanted to testify, but only in public, not in private, saying he had a story to tell. And Washington veteran operator that he is, he started telling that story yesterday, distributing this 7-page written statement that he's already submitted to the Senate Intelligence Committee and stealing a real march on President Trump by doing so while President Trump was on his feet making a speech to supporters in Ohio and therefore not in a position simultaneously to be on Twitter firing back at Mr. Comey. And the allegations that James Comey makes in this statement, and we don't know if he's kept any powder dry, if he's got further revelations to make over the course of the next few hours. They, according to at least one veteran of Watergate, someone who helped prosecute Richard Nixon during the 1973 Watergate scandal, writing in today's Washington Post, these allegations, he argues, amount to a case that the president was engaged in obstruction of justice, demanding loyalty from his FBI director, completely inappropriately, asking his FBI director to make the investigation into Michael Flynn go away, completely inappropriately, and asking the FBI director to lift the cloud that was hanging over the White House again, wholly inappropriately. After that, James Comey got fired, and damaging for President Trump is the fact that it's clear that in the 9 conversations the president had with James Comey, he wasn't complaining about James Comey's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email account when she was Secretary of State, the reason at the time Donald Trump gave for firing James Comey. So this all adds up to big potential trouble for Donald Trump.
As you say, they aren't all very serious allegations, but why didn't he keep his powder dry? Why has he released them now? Is there not a danger that the actual testimony will be something of an anticlimax?
Well, there is a danger that the testimony could be anticlimactic, John. There is also a danger for James Comey in this regard. By putting this testimony out 24 hours early, as it were, he's given the White House and the president's supporters up on Capitol Hill time really to sit down and war game the questions that they plan to ask of James Comey. The president's lawyers, as you know, last night issued a statement saying that Donald Trump feels absolutely and utterly vindicated by what James Comey is saying, because James Comey confirms that on 3 occasions he told President Trump that no, the president was not personally under investigation. But of course, James Comey says a lot more than that. And there are Republicans on Capitol Hill. And remember that at the end of the day, Donald Trump's fate is not going to be decided by Democrats or protesters or people who didn't vote for him. It's going to be decided by Republicans on Capitol Hill. There are figures up there, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator John McCain, sitting on the committee that will question James Comey today. And they are very rattled by the revelations that are contained in this document.
Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much indeed.